Talk 102.3 and Mornings with Brian Wade and J.R. Williams.
14 minutes past 7 o'clock here on News Talk 102.3 and AM 12.
Yep, there's our slogan, and boy, Donald Mann has been doing some studying of slogans and how they affect our culture, in particular how they affect us as individuals. Let's welcome him into the program. Good morning, Donald. How's it going?
Hey, good morning, Brian and JR. Great.
Yeah, good to have you on the program. Where are you calling from? Where's home for you?
Right outside of Wilmington, Delaware, just on the edge of the Mason-Dixon line.
Oh, man. All right. Well, but
I come south of here.
Come south of here. Just a little bit. Well, yeah, we could talk to you a little bit longer if you just, move a few degrees north or south here. So what led you into this study of slogans and how they affect us as a society and as individuals?
Well, actually what started with this is, what the essence of a slogan is a short, pithy statement that encapsulates a bigger idea.
Okay.
And what I discovered was, is in the corporate world, I got to turn around businesses, and I was told I could hire or fire anybody I wanted to. The only problem was I was dealing with high technology, and the only people that were there were the scientists and engineers who knew the only ones on the planet could do it were them.
So,
exactly. Yeah.
So hiring or firing wasn't really a choice, and so I ended up just starting encapsulating the messages we needed to on how to move forward. I didn't realize what I was doing. Actually, this drove me to my knees in prayer, and I just started doing the right things. And we took that same group of people and turned them around from losing money to where in a few years they were making $500 million with that same group of people. And we did it by creating the environment for them using slogans or short statements or affirmations to key how we were going to deal with everything we dealt with.
Okay, so you were able to basically rally the troops and kind of turn around what was happening just by the, I guess, the power of your words?
Just by the, well, actually not my words. I was, I'm a Christian, so I used studying the Bible. I told you I got driven by knees over this whole process.
Yeah.
And so I started studying the Bible and discovering things in there. And it really wasn't until much later when I started becoming aware of how the brain works, the science of the brain. Part of my background is chemistry and biology. And as I started studying how the brain works, I understood the whole process by which you can motivate people for a short amount of time, then disappears very quickly. But if you work at it, you can get that to last long term. It becomes a lifestyle change, or what's known in psychology as behavior modification. So you can actually use slogans or affirmations to change your behavior to what you would desire to do.
So did you find, though, that in the corporate business world, because if I understand you correctly, you were able to take a lot of what you had read and studied and learned in your time, studying the Bible, and use some of those proverbs, if you will, as slogans. Did you find in the corporate world, though, that they were kind of, pushing back on that, saying, no, wait a minute, or did they even recognize it as a, quote, spiritual message?
No, they didn't recognize the spiritual message. They just saw it was, good. A lot of this is in our culture, in our particular our Western culture. These are thoughts that are all around us all the time anyway. Good service, integrity, value, looking ahead, being honest, don't shoot the messenger, get the message, things of that nature. It wasn't all that necessarily deep or unusual, but it's the things that are part of our culture, but was packaging them and not allowing other kinds of negative things to be the dominant forces.
All right. So, yeah, I don't know. Can you give us any examples of some of the slogans, I guess, that you created or that you used internally in these companies? I know you worked for Bank of America for a while as a VP, and also MBNA.
Yes, that as well as in manufacturing and metal parts, high technology. Things like, what else can we do? Who's in charge of the situation here? How many more steps can we make to make this thing happen? Who do we have to wait upon? What we can do to help make their decisions easier for them? Those aren't very complicated statements, but their attitudes, the other one is now the scriptural basis is that many are the afflictions of the righteous, and the Lord delivers them out of them all. I translate that as, hey, we can do this. You guys are good. You say you're engineers. You say you're best in the world. Let's be the best that we are. We can do this.
Basically, just a lot of encouragement, huh?
A lot of encouragement, but basically was keeping out the discouragement. One of the things that's the greatest problem that we have is that when something goes wrong, we tend to focus on what's wrong, and that gets bigger in our eyes than what the answer can be.
And when I heard you use some of those, if my attitude is horrible to start with, I heard some of those, and I heard them as in, it's somebody else's fault.
Yes. That's right. You're exactly right. This is my problem to solve. I can do this. By the grace of God, I can do it. And I didn't mind saying that in situations, and everybody looked at it around us knew that it's only going to be the grace of God that was going to get us out of this one anyway. And so it was keeping a positive attitude. See, one of the things that happens is when you get in fear, any kind of fear, any form of fear, your brain shuts down and narrows to the classic flight or fight response.
Yeah.
Therefore, you can't be creative. You look for a very quick answer, and you're looking to get out of it, and you're not thinking creatively how to solve it.
What do you see as far as the slogans that we're bombarded with every day in the advertising world? What effect is that having on us as a culture?
Well, as a culture, you are subject to the environment you create around you or others create or how you respond to that environment. So they have an effect on you whether you like it or not. It takes about, they'll tell you it takes about 18 months for an advertising program to build trust no matter what the product is. So that's the core essence of advertising is continued constant repetition. Well, you do the same thing every day. The Bible tells us to do the same thing every day, to keep our minds thought with right thoughts, good thoughts, holy thoughts, and they'll produce us the courage and strength that we need to operate in everyday factors. So you're absolutely right. That's why the politicians in this election year are looking for slogans that can encapsulate their message, get them to constantly repeat that once something resonates with the people so they'll vote for them.
Yes, we can, huh?
Yep.
And we all kind of fell for that, didn't we?
Yes.
Well, not we. I can't act like I voted for him by any stretch of the imagination. Now, you've got a top 10 list of some of the most powerful affirmations. Can our listeners get their hands on those?
Absolutely. All you have to do is call me at 1-800-903-6625. That's 1-800-903-6625. I'll be glad to send you the top 10 affirmations, these straight from the scripture, straight from the Bible, eternal word of God, that built and work on every aspect of life. And you can start there and start developing the environment around you that'll make you a success in whatever you want to do.
800-903-6625. You got a website our listeners could check out if they'd like to?
Absolutely. I've written a book on this whole topic. It's called Okay God, Now What? So the website is Okay, God, now what? That's okay, the two letters, God, now what?
.com, huh?
Uh-huh.
Easy to get to. Well, listen, sir, we appreciate your time this morning. Again, Donald Mann, that website, okaygodnowwhat.com, or the phone number, 800-903-6625. Great stuff. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me. Look forward to chatting with you again sometime.
Sounds great. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.